From NPR News in Washington, I'm Barbara Klein. The Obama administration is extending the controversial Troubled Asset Relief Program until October of next year, despite calls by some lawmakers for it to be shut down. NPR's John Itzty has details.
To extend the TARP, the administration only needed to notify Congress of its intent. Treasury Secretary Timothy Geithner did so in a letter to House Speaker Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Reid. Geithner told them the $700 billion program had helped to bolster confidence in the financial system. So far, most TARP funds have been used to shore up big financial firms and auto companies. In a new report, the TARP Congressional Oversight Panel criticized the program for doing too little to stave off home foreclosures and boost lending for small businesses. In his letter, Geithner said the TARP will focus on those issues in the coming year. He also said the government would recover all but $42 billion of the $364 billion disbursed by the TARP in the last fiscal year. John Itzty, NPR News, Washington.
A major chunk of the upper Midwest is in the grips of a winter storm that's already dumped heavy snow and will follow it up with howling winds of up to 35 miles an hour. Parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, Illinois, and all of Iowa are under a blizzard warning. Des Moines meteorologist Craig Kogel says huge snow drifts are stranding motorists and snow plows.
We have had reports of drifts of 6 to 8 feet so far, and we expect to hear similar drifts as reports continue to come in.
The National Weather Service warns a combination of snow and high winds could create extremely dangerous conditions. Meanwhile, in the eastern half of New York, schools are closed and thousands of utility customers are without power because of a powerful snowstorm. A new study by the World Health Organization finds smoking cigarettes kills at least 5 million people around the world every year and predicts that figure will rise. Larry Miller has more from London.
The WHO says 95% of the world population is not protected by anti-smoking laws, and this is contributing to an increase in smoking-related deaths. The UN's health agency says less than 10% is covered by any measure, including bans on tobacco advertising and higher taxes on tobacco products. An international treaty ratified by 170 countries 6 years ago that would have seen governments crack down on cigarettes has not been widely implemented. However, in Britain, where smoking is banned in all public places and there's a ban on advertising, the government's chief medical officer reports that a fall in the number of heart attacks and strokes can be attributed to those measures. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow is up 19 points at 10,305. The Nasdaq is down 1 at 2172. This is NPR News. Senate Democrats say they've reached a tentative deal that could lead the way to passage of a health care overhaul legislation. Liberal and moderate Democrats hammered out a compromise on the proposed public option, but offer no details until they get a cost estimate from the Congressional Budget Office. Today, senators are expected to debate an amendment that would allow the importation of drugs from Canada and other countries. Britain's Treasury Minister has announced a one-time tax on bankers' bonuses. It's part of the government's new economic plan presented in advance of next year's general election. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
Treasury Chief Alistair Darling was walking a very fine line in the House of Commons today. In one of his two annual budget reports, Darling was trying to balance public anger at banks that had been bailed out by the taxpayer but are now paying high bonuses with concerns that he could dent nascent confidence in the financial sector. The populist side of the report was the 50% tax on bank bonuses above roughly $40,000. Darling said banks' priority should instead be to increase their financial strength and increase their lending. He also introduced measures such as a freeze on public sector pay in order to reduce Britain's spiralling public debt. Britain is the only major economy that is still officially in recession. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.
Pakistani-American David Coleman Headley is due to appear in a federal court in Chicago today to respond to conspiracy charges. Headley is accused of helping to arrange last year's terrorist attacks in Mumbai that killed 166 people. He's also charged with plotting to attack a Danish newspaper that published cartoon depictions of the Prophet Muhammad. I'm Barbara Klein, NPR News in Washington.